desperate. Not a thought changes. When they step in his home, the sound of the unknown is definite.
Broken bottle, stained in blood, made a batter pass to the bedroom door. Scattered papers lying in a pile in the middle of the bedroom floor. Hoping his journal was there, he stepped cautiously forward and reached behind a mahogany drawer.
As he dusted off the page, there shot a bolt of energy through his arm into his skull, enough to jolt his memory now. Half remembering the notion that it set him free, the way the feeling crept up through his spine like a centipede.
He couldn't let it be, but his regret is deep. Between the crumpled folds of paper huddled at his feet, it's like the city knew a secret it could never keep without someone assuring that its residents were dead asleep.
Fell to his knees without a second lost, a second thought. He connected dots and found the holes in old rejected plots. He couldn't figure why nobody would suspect the boss who covered up the story, linking illness to infected crops.
Now, finally the pieces of the puzzle fit. If only he could comprehend the forces he was up against. At last he knew the bastards who had masked the truth and the magnitude of the task that he would have to do. Strapped his boots, grabbed his suit, hat half askew, snatched a few maps from a cabinet that he smashed in two.
Slung a cold steel blade over his back and flew past his true love to a black and abandoned avenue.
He traveled through the ruins of his deserted town. As the shadows grew beneath his feet, that's when he heard a sound. Looking for a door, he backed into the first he found. A savage crew of monsters moving toward him as he turned around.
To the blade made a move to the left, took a quick step through, stabbed through the chest.
To the right was a goon that had cracked through the hardwood floor, making food of his flesh.
Met him once and he grabbed his head, spun around quick and snapped his neck.
Jumped back to catch his breath, ravenous, ready to attack the rest. He started swinging and slicing through every throat and limb.
He came increasingly frightened as they were closing in.
And now his chance of survival was looking woefully slim.
He closed his eyes, only hoping they would open again.
In blood, trying to grasp at the air above, staring up, steadily becoming more aware of where he was,
wondering why his captors kept him from the end and left him unattended here, except if he was one of them.
He crept into a narrow vent that led him through a passage where a broken pane of glass would grant him access to the master's lair.
And through what he could see, the handle of his blade, unafraid he snuck behind the guards who faced the other way. Sword in hand, he took a step that made a sound. They turned around and saw his shadow on the staircase that he hurried down.
Panic mode, the vile zombies were manifold as he began to show the symptoms of a rabid cannibal.
Grabbing hold of a pocket inside his ragged coat, he snatched the golden flask and took a fast swig and began to dope. He slashed a can of propane to cause a gas explosion that staggered half a pack of zombies that were fast approaching.
Came to a door in the path he'd chosen in a rapid motion, smashed it open with the wrath of an angry postman.
Coming at him was an ominous mob, head started flying, he was chopping him off.
Decapitated every monster he saw, till he faced off at the bottom of the squad.
Took a swing trying to cut the beast, but it ducked down and sunk its teeth. Got a grip on his rusty sheath, shoved it deep, killing it from underneath. As he lay hopelessly staring into the eyes of death,
above him stood his bloody angel on a violent quest.
Confident that only she could pass the final test, he handed her the flask and blade with his dying breath.